become the Lord of your life. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He took the bread and he said, as he broke it, this is my body. Then he took the cup and he drank it. And he said, as he drank the wine, this is my blood, which shall be spilt for you. And then the scripture says, he gave thanks. Can you imagine this? I'm fixing to give my body. I'm fixing to give my blood. But I give thanks that I can give it. The only people in this world who find happiness are the people who step out of laziness and professionalism and pride and who bring their bodies, bring themselves to the cross. In him, let God become the Lord of their life, the Savior of their soul. Hurriedly, if he's the Lord of my life, it follows, I belong to him, all that I have. Secondly, I must obey him. He's the Lord of my life. Thirdly, I must glorify him, which means I must honor him by the life that I live. Fourthly, we ought then to tell others about him. And fifth, we must help the unbeliever submit to him.